Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our short episode where we break down what is going on in business and marketing and life. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and our bigger tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on? Well, there is a lot of political talk out there, and that is not something I'm getting involved with. But as marketers, we should be aware that we should expect to see super inflated metrics, especially from some of the social media platforms that are out there. And I think it's important to understand that these metrics can be a little bit misleading in terms of usage and things, because you see these usage numbers like, oh, wow, we should be there and advertising and making sure that we're sharing content there. But this is just a surge related to the news of the day. But it is interesting. Pew Research came out with a look at which of the social media platforms have the most political talk on them. Not surprising. 59% of X users, the old Twitter, say keeping up with politics or political issues is the reason that they use that platform, as compared to 36% on TikTok, and Facebook and Instagram are down at 26% each. I mean, X for sure is absolutely flooded. But something that I thought was interesting was about LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn because LinkedIn's like the happy place. There's almost no talk of any of this nonsense when you go on LinkedIn. And that's nice because you get a little break from it. And did you know, I don't know if you knew this, that LinkedIn has a setting that blocks all political content. It's up to you if you turn it on. So if you go to your settings area on LinkedIn and then you go to account preferences and then you go to feed preferences, from there, there's a question that says, do you want to see political content on your feed? Yes or no? And if you turn it off, you won't see any political content, which I think is pretty cool. And I like that. So what else is going on this week? So I don't know if you saw this, but Intuit MailChimp, as they're now called, because Intuit owns MailChimp, which is one of the largest email sending platforms on the planet, they acquired Amped, A-M-P-E-D. What is Amped? Amped is one of the leading players in the pop-up category. And you're like, pop-ups are annoying. I don't like pop-ups. Why would they acquire a pop-up company? Pop-ups are perhaps the single best way to do data capture for visitors to your website, actually get their permission, get their contact information. And MailChimp's making the right move here, because in the last 12 months, according to World Data Research, data capture from pop-ups is up over 25% for both business-to-business and business-to-consumer marketers. That's why they're buying them. And so if you're not using pop-ups on your site, giving a discount code to grab information or using a content piece for people to download to grab information, if you're not using them, you are missing out on the easiest free way to grow your database. And it doesn't matter if you find them annoying. It works. So that's why Intuit went down this road. Another interesting thing that we saw this week, do you have a side hustle? Well, more and more Americans are relying on a side hustle. This is new data out this week that I thought was pretty interesting. So Americans continue to find ways to make more money outside of their primary source of income. And more than a third, 36% of U.S. adults have a side hustle, according to Bankrate. You know, a side hustle where you're making money doing something else. And here's the wild stuff. Here's the information they just released. The average side hustler is bringing in $891 per month, and that's up from $810 per month just a year ago. And that's according to Bankrate's latest study. That's a lot of money. Now, what is the biggest side hustle for marketers? The biggest side hustle for marketers is selling online digital courses. Yes. Have you ever actually paid for a digital course? I know I have. Digital courses can be anything. They could be a digital course that you pay for in photography. It could be how to use your points better so you could do more better travel. It could be a digital course about something related to marketing, how to do SEO better, digital courses about everything. And basically, they're online education programs that you use via an online platform. You get to interact with whoever's putting on the digital course. They're super cool, and it's an exploding sector. Creating and selling digital online courses is expected to reach $319 billion by 2029, according to e-learning statistics. That is wild. And if you don't follow Amy Porterfield, this is not a commercial for her. She's just a friend. And if you don't follow her, you should on Instagram for sure. Amy Porterfield is the leading voice in the world of digital course creation. So check her out at Amy Porterfield. She's cool. All right, what else going on? What's the nonsense going on this week? I got an alert on my phone that was ridiculous, and I needed to check the settings. So I get this alert on my phone that says, Kate says Matthew McConaughey does not wear deodorant. And I'm like, what is this? And then throughout the day, I got two more notifications related to whether or not Matthew McConaughey smells or doesn't smell because Kate Hudson said that he doesn't wear deodorant. This is the downfall of our society, that these are the notifications I'm getting. But what's even worse is I clicked on all of them. I had to know what was going on, and I had to go and check out exactly where all this information was coming from. So Kate Hudson did an interview on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, which of course I watch. And on there, they were talking about, you know, she starred with Matthew McConaughey in a couple movies like Fool's Gold, great movie. And apparently Matthew McConaughey never wears deodorant. That's his thing, au naturel. And update, Kate Hudson does not wear deodorant either. Very important information. So the question I have, which I had to Google, do they smell? Do they smell bad? And you know what? All their co-stars say they do not. This is the type of information you're getting on this podcast. They do not. They do not smell bad. So they're fine. You can still walk by them with no issue. But the fact that this was an alert on my phone was really, really disturbing. Listen, I hope you have a great week. Check out our Ask Us Anything later in the week. Follow the show. Please leave a review. You are awesome, and talk to you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.